USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One student is dead and another in critical condition after a shooting outside a school in Minnesota. The shooting happened at the South Education Center in Richfield, south of Minneapolis. Police say they're still looking for the shooter or shooters, but there's no existing threat. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with Senators Chuck Grassley and Dick Durbin at the Oval Office Tuesday to talk about selecting a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who's retiring this year. President Biden acknowledges the significance of filling a seat on the highest court in the nation.
There's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly in terms of additional rights or curtailing rights, et cetera, and it's always an issue.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continuing taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Monmouth University poll asked people if it agreed with the following statement. It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. According to the poll, 70% agreed with the statement, while 28% disagreed. Among Republicans, 89 agreed with the statement and 9 disagreed. Among independents, 71 agreed and 26% disagreed. Democrats were nearly evenly divided, with 47% agreeing with the statement, but 51% disagreeing. Tom Brady has finally said he is done. After reports of his retirement surfaced Saturday and fueled days of rampant speculation, the quarterback said in an Instagram post he's retiring from the NFL. The quarterback, drafted out of Michigan in the 7th round, won 7 Super Bowl titles, 6 of them with the New England Patriots and the final one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The IRS is gearing up to use facial recognition software.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.